Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalmi Arla daf Mem Beis, the very last daf from the Masechta, and we're starting Mem Aleph Amud Beis about 12 lines up from the bottom with a quote from the Mishnah about Kalayim Divrei Seferim and a Vilna Sura daf. It's all the way at the end of Chaf Amud Aleph. And today's daf is sponsored Lila Nishmas Marsh Merim Sarah Basar Yaakov Moshe. Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. Now the Mishnah concluded by telling us about Kalayim Divrei Seferim that the Isra of Kalayim, even in Chutz La'aretz, is Midrabanon. The question is, what Kalayim are we referring to? There's two different types of Kalayim: Kilei Akarem, which is when vegetables are planted in a vineyard, and there's Kilei Zroyim, when we have mixtures of different seeds that were planted together that are not allowed to be. And so which type of kalayim is asur nchutz la'aretz midrabanon? The Gemara tells us Shmuel, or Shmuel says, kelei akarem is asur midrabanon in chutz la'aretz. Why is that? Because since kelei akarem in Eretz Yisrael is so chamor that it's asur even behana, we're machmir than in chutz la'aretz, it's asur midrabanon. Ha, kelei zroim, mutter. But in regards to kelei zroim, which is not asur behana in Eretz Yisrael, so it's mutter completely in chutz la'aretz. Whereas Rabbi Yechon says, kelei akarem, that's only kelei akarem that's asur midrabanon chutz la'aretz. Ha, kelei zroim, asur. But if it's kelei zroim in chutz la'aretz, it's asur midoy raisa. And Rav Huna tells us, kanachson me'aravi de taman, when they went down from Ma'arava, which is the west, referring to Eretz Yisrael, to over there, meaning to Bavel, amrenua b'shem Rabbi Yechonon, they said this din in the name of Rabbi Yechonon, v'kaimnua, and we established it, meaning we explained it based off of a pasuk. The pasuk tells us, es chukais ha tishmairu, you shall guard my chukais, v'hem techolais harbi kelayim, you're not allowed to mate your animals as kelayim, sad cholais sizar kelayim, don't plant your field as kelayim, u'beged kelayim shatnis lo yal alecha, you're not allowed to wear a garment of kelayim, which is what we call shatnis, as the pasuk calls it, kelayim shatnis. What do we see from this pasuk? Hikish kelei zroim lo kelei begadim v'kelei behema. We compare kelei zroim, the kelayim of different seeds, to kelayim of clothing and kelayim of animals. And ma kelei begadim v'kelei behema she'ein tulim ba'aretz v'noigin ba'aretz u'b'chutz la'aretz. Just a kelayim of clothing and animals has nothing to do with Eretz Yisrael per se, and it's asur both in Eretz Yisrael and in chutz la'aretz af kelei zroim. So too kelei zroim afal pi she'ein tulim ba'aretz, even though they're technically only specific to Eretz Yisrael because it has to do with planting in the land. Nonetheless, we learn that noigin ba'aretz u'b'chutz la'aretz it's asur midai raisa, not only in Eretz Yisrael but also in chutz la'aretz. Now we have a story about this. Chad bar nash zara chaklei sa'irin v'lefes. There was a fellow who planted his field in chutz la'aretz with barley and turnip, and that's kelayim. Avar chan guvisa va'akrin. This fellow named chan guvisa walked by the field and uprooted the kelayim, which one has a chiv to do when there's kelayim growing together. Even though it's not his field, he's supposed to go into the field and uproot it. So that's what this chan guvisa did. And also of the kumi Shmuel v'kanse. This story came in front of Shmuel, and he kenas this chan guvisa. And this is Shmuel shitasai that kelei zroim in chutz la'aretz is mutter 100%. So chan guvisa should not have done this. We continue mem beis amud alef on the top. The Tani we have a brass that tells us ein oisin im yisrael b'kelayim. One is not allowed to work with the yid helping kelayim grow. Aval oikrun ima b'kelayim v'bnei shum ma'at b'aveira. But he could uproot kelayim with him because he's decreasing the amount of aveira which is growing. Continuing, Tani we have a brass that tells us ein oisin im hagoy b'kelayim. One is not allowed to work with a guy helping kelayim grow. This is in Eretz Yisrael. Bein b'kelei akarem, bein b'kelei zroim. Whether it's kelei akarem or kelei zroim. Aval, however, ayaros hamuvlayis b'Eretz Yisrael. Cities that are absorbed into the border of Eretz Yisrael. When we have an irregular border, imagine it's straight down, and then the border indents into Eretz Yisrael, kind of like the letter C, and inside the hollow of the C, there's a city there, so it's considered absorbed into Eretz Yisrael, but it's not really in Eretz Yisrael, it's in Chutz La'aretz. Kigun, for example, Be'inu Be'ima, these are two different cities, V'chavar Yiseha, and all their surrounding areas, Oysen Iman B'Kelayim, one is allowed to work with a guy helping Kelayim grow, because this is Chutz La'aretz. And the Brisa concludes, K'shem She'Kelayim Be'aretz, Kach Kelayim B'Chutz La'aretz. The same way there's an Isra of Kelayim in Eretz Yisrael, there's also an Isra of Kelayim in Chutz La'aretz. So now we have to explain this Brisa according to Shitas Shmuel and according to Shitas Rabbi Yechonon, who had argued regarding the din of Kelei Zroim in Chutz La'aretz. Shmuel Pasar Masnisa, Shmuel explains the Brisa as follows. When it says, Ein Oisin Magoy B'Kelayim, the one is allowed to work with a guy helping Kelayim grow, that means Ba'aretz. And that's what the Brisa means by saying, Bein B'Kelei Akarem, Bein B'Kelei Zroim, whether we're talking about Kelei Akarem or Kelei Zroim. Now the Brisa continues, Aval, Ayar Samavlois B'Eretz Yisrael, Kagoyin Be'inu Be'im of Achavar Yisrael. However, these cities are absorbed into the Chum of Eretz Yisrael, such as Be'inu Be'ima and all their surrounding areas. Oisin Iman B'Kelayim, one could work with a non-Jew helping Kelayim grow. And the Brisa concluded by saying, Kashem She'Kelayim Ba'aretz, Kach Kelayim B'Chutz La'aretz, the same way there's Kelayim in Eretz Yisrael, there's also Kelayim B'Chutz La'aretz. What's this referring to? Kelei Akarem, that there's an Isra of Kelei Akarem both in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutz La'aretz. Ha Kelei Zroim, Mutter. But Kelei Zroim is totally Mutter in Chutz La'aretz. As we know, that's Shita Shmuel. Now Rabbi Yechonon Pasar Masnisa, Rabbi Yechonon explains the Brisa differently. Ein Oisin Magoy B'Kelayim, when the Brisa says, no working with a guy helping Kelayim grow, that's Ba'aretz, referring to Eretz Yisrael itself. Bein B'Kelei Akarem, Bein B'Kelei Zroim, both of Kelei Akarem, Kelei Zroim. And in this Reisha, this beginning of the Brisa, Shmuel and Rabbi Yechonon agree with each other. Now going on to the next part of the Brisa, Aval Yarsam Vlaz Be'Eretz Yisrael. However, when we're dealing with cities that are absorbed into the Chum of Eretz Yisrael. Kagan, for example, Be'inu Be'ima V'chaver Seha, Oyesinuman B'Kalayim, one is allowed to work with a guy, helping Kalayim grow. And lastly, the Brisa had said, Kashem Shekalayim Be'eretz Yisrael, Kach Kalayim B'chutz La'aretz, the same way there's a din of Kalayim in Eretz Yisrael, there's also this din of Kalayim B'chutz La'aretz. What's this referring to? Be'kel HaKerem, that's referring to Kel HaKerem, that's Asur Midairaisa in Eretz Yisrael, and Midrabanon B'chutz La'aretz, HaBe'kel Yisrael, but in regards to Kel Yisrael, we have to add in a word to the Girsa, Asur, it's Asur B'chutz La'aretz, even Midairaisa, as we had explained in Shitas Rabbi Yochanan. So both Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel explain this Brisa L'shitasam. Hajalach Begash at Tzvai, Uslikal on Maseches Arla, Mazel for finishing Maseches Arla together, just like Ruzecha finished this Masech together, we should Ruzecha to finish all of Shas Yerushalmi together. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow, beginning the last Masechta in Seder Zrayim, Maseches Bikurim. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.